brush fires raging across Australia are threatening the country's largest city. Several hundred people living on the outskirts of Sydney have been forced from their homes. So far, there are no deaths or serious injuries. Fueled by high winds, some 75 fires are burning out of control. The government labeled sections west and south of Sydney disaster areas. The city is shrouded in a brown haze caused by smoke from the fires. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Firefighters say the devastation is spreading at an unprecedented rate. Dozens of properties have been destroyed, including homes, shops and schools, in coastal communities to the south of Sydney and settlements in the Blue Mountains to the west. Reinforcements from the southern state of Victoria have been flown in to join the massive emergency effort. Hundreds of volunteers have been called up, along with military personnel. Senior Fire Officer John Ross says it could be more than a week before emergency crews get full control of the situation.
There are well over 100 fires. Some 16 local government areas have been the subject of bushfire emergency declarations, and those areas are the key areas of concern for us. Certainly with the expected weather conditions, and we are looking at a few difficult days ahead. We're estimating that the campaign is going to take at least 10 days for us to complete, but there are still properties under threat even as we speak now.
The Prime Minister, John Howard, has seen for himself the scale of the damage around Sydney. An orange haze has descended over Australia's biggest city. Chunks of ash have been falling like snowflakes. Bushfires are not uncommon during these summer months, which are characterised by high temperatures and strong winds gusting in from the country's arid interior. The worst outbreaks took place in 1994, when four people were killed. In these latest fires, some outer suburbs in Sydney are now threatened. The evacuation of communities on the front line has continued. These residents from a small town to the south of Sydney have been forced to flee the relentless advance of the flames.
It's unbelievable. We thought it was 2 kilometres away, and all of a sudden it changed direction and came flying this way. We had no warning.
One thing that I can just see is just like this big swirling fire just coming up at us, and we just all did the bolt when just we went to breathe and there was nothing there, just no oxygen.
15 minutes ago, they said to us, we've got to get out. So we're up here waiting for someone to come and help us.
Senior fire officers are admitting it's proving impossible to stop fires of such intensity and that emergency crews are at the mercy of nature. Hot, dry winds are fanning the flames in the already dry conditions to the west, north and south of Sydney. The New South Wales Fire Commissioner, Phil Copperberg, says early relief seems unlikely.
All day we've had temperatures in the mid to high 30s. We've had humidities in their teens or lower, and winds recorded as high as 90 to 100 kilometres an hour.
Investigators believe many of the outbreaks have been started deliberately and have estimated the cost of the fires will stretch into many millions of dollars. For NPR News, this is Phil Mercer in Sydney, Australia.